A Needed Rest. For 1.5 months, the Lord had been waking me from my sleep in the early hours of many mornings to take me to heaven so He could prepare me for the work He had called me to do. I was tired, and my body was weak. Recognizing my need for more sleep, the Lord said,
"This is the last time I will bring you to the kingdom, and I will not wake you up anymore."
My heart sank as I thought that His wonderful visits would be over, but He continued,
"My daughter, I have shown you enough for a while."
I began to cry. My heart was filled with sadness. I wanted to be with the Lord forever. I protested, "Lord, I don't want to leave you."
"I will be with you everywhere. You will see me and hear my voice."
He then reached over and embraced me as He said,
"Chunam, I know you need rest."
I acknowledged my need for rest, but my desire to be with the Lord overtook my physical needs. I saw my spiritual needs as being vastly more important than my physical needs. We left the pond and went back to the white building to change into our regular robes. Then we were transported back to the beach, where we sat and conversed for a little while.
"I know how tired you are right now, so I will not be waking you from your sleep. You must rest for a while."
A sense of dejection threatened to overwhelm me as the Lord spoke these words I did not wish to hear. But then He clarified what He was saying.
"I will take you back to the kingdom again, but now you need your rest."
Even with this reassurance, I could not stop crying. Truly, I was devastated by the thought that Jesus was leaving and that He might stay away for a long time. I love Him so much, and the thought of His departure left me feeling very empty and somewhat insecure. I imagined what it must have been like for the original disciples who had to say goodbye to their Lord and Master. How must His mother Mary have felt when she saw Him crucified, dead, and buried? How did she feel when He ascended into heaven? It was the loneliest feeling in the world. By this time, every waking moment of my life was filled with thoughts of Jesus and heaven. I had been in the Lord's company daily for more than 1.5 months. I had been to heaven and had seen the streets of gold, the mansions over the hilltop, the river of life. In fact, I had tasted the sweet water of life. I had been escorted by angels and had fellowshipped and worshipped with the saints, martyrs, apostles, and prophets. I had walked into the eternal dwelling Jesus had already prepared for me. I knew I could never be the same again. Nothing in this world could compare with heaven, my true home. I had seen the pit of hell, that raging inferno of violence, corruption, and shame. I had seen the signs of the end times unfurl before me like a living video of what is yet to come. Most importantly, I had been with Jesus, and all of life had taken on an entirely new meaning. I had a purpose, a mission, a calling. I had seen a vision of some of the things God has planned for me. To think that I would be spending time sleeping when there was so much to do seemed entirely incomprehensible to me. I was really disappointed. The Lord departed from the beach, as did my transformed body, and the shaking of my body stopped. My crying ceased as I realized what He had said.
"I will take you back to the kingdom again."
That was enough. It would be okay. Then it occurred to me that the rest He was wanting me to take was a part of the preparation He was doing in my life. I certainly knew I needed the rest, because there were times when I felt disoriented. A lovely passage of Scripture came to my mind and settled me down. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." Psalm 23:1-3. The Lord, my shepherd, was permitting me to lie down in the green pastures so my soul could be restored. Further preparation for the ministry that lies ahead.